Jesus. you.
Jesus.
You're the
how I love him and oh yeah.
Jesus.
How I love him, oh yeah.
Jesus.
How I love him, I love him, I love him, I love him.
Jesus.
How I love him, I love him.
Jesus.
How I love him, I love him, I love him.
Jesus.
See, I don't need a dance posse, cause I got Jesus.
Is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel radio serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to the media ministries of the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, pastored by Reverend Joseph Garner at 1210 M.W. Harrison Street in Leesville. Now listen to the message already in progress by Reverend Joseph Garner.
Clap your hand right now. Come on, keep it.
on, if the Lord has been making a way for you, put your hands together. Let him know you appreciate it. Somebody said, he didn't just bring me a mighty long way. He brought me all of the way. How many of you can say that's your testimony? If it had not been for the Lord on my side, I wouldn't have made it. I wouldn't have made it. Come on, come on. Hallelujah. I know some of y'all can't get your groove on unless you're in the nightclub. I ain't hating on you, but somebody said ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party. And I wish I could just get two or three of you who can testify. It's not that I don't dance anymore, but I heard Carlton Pearson say, I've just changed partners. I used to dance with the devil, but now I'm dancing with the Lord. Come on, where my holy folk at? Come on, where my worshipers at? Get on your feet, put those hands together. He keeps on. Somebody said, every time I turn around, he keeps on blessing me. Hey, oh, hey, oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, hallelujah. Give God the praise. Everybody standing. If you have your Bibles, I want you to turn with us to the book of 2 Corinthians. Chapter 5 and verse 17. Thank you, choir. Amen. And I want to encourage you, choir, during this time when our director is ill, I need you to stay together. I need you to make a commitment that you're going to be at choir rehearsal. Amen. And it may not go as smoothly as it does when the director is here, but I want you with patience and love to say, I'm going to be there. I'm going to give my very best. I ain't going to fight and argue or none of that. Amen. I'm going to do my best. In our praying, I want us to remember Sister Charmaine Wilson. She's not on my list, but she's been sick for a few weeks now. And we're praying that God will touch and heal her body. Y'all lift her up in your prayers. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. There is a word from the Lord, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, and I'm just so happy to see so many of you here today, and I want to encourage you to make being at church a commitment. Amen. And we thank God for those who listen to us by radio and those who watch by way of the internet. Amen. We thank you, and let me say to those of you out there in the listening audience, if you ever have a chance, come worship here at the place where God is blessing his people. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, there you will find these words. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. God bless you. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I want to talk about New Year resolutions. New Year resolutions. Thank you, ushers. Amen. Let me start off by saying that there are a lot of people who are trying to be new creatures or trying to be new people. And so we make all of these resolutions about what we're going to do differently. I've often heard people say, I'm going to turn over a new leaf in the new year. Maybe they want to lose weight. Maybe they want to be a better husband or a better wife, a better father, a better mother. But I want to emphasize today that we cannot be new unless we're in Christ according to what the Word of God says. Do I have any witnesses today? I want you to realize that as Christians, that one day there's going to come a complete and total change. I look forward to the day, amen, when there's going to be a real change. Because some of you can testify that you made resolutions last year. Some maybe you kept, some you didn't keep, some, amen, you said you were going to lose weight and you lost a little and gained it all back. But thank God, a day is coming, saith the Lord, when there will be a complete and total change. Thank God, the Bible says that the incorruptible must put on incorruption and mortal must put on immortality. But today I want to talk about, amen, what we're able to do in the here and now. When I was growing up, I couldn't wait until my birthday. I couldn't wait until Christmas rolled around because I knew that on my birthday and on Christmas Day, I was going to be getting something new. Am I by myself? I didn't know what it would be. I didn't know all the time where it would come from. I knew my parents were going to make sure I had something new, amen. But the thing I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt is that for my birthday and for Christmas, I was going to get something new. Y'all know we like new stuff, don't we? The ladies are real quiet, but every woman up in here, come on, y'all know it just blesses your heart when your husband comes home with something new for you. The very thought of getting something new brought about an overwhelming bout of excitement. Even as an adult, we get excited about getting new things. We get excited about a new suit or a new dress or a new pair of shoes, a new place to live, a new car to drive, a new job, a new position, a new husband. Well, no. All right. But folk like getting new stuff. A high level of excitement sets in when you anticipate and then finally get something new. Well, as I thought about getting something new, I wondered to myself how many of us get equally excited about obtaining a new life in Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah, many of us get excited about getting new stuff, but how many of us can say that we really get excited about the new life in Christ? And can I remind you that the new life in Christ is not something you could get in and of yourself? It's not something you can get on your own. This new life in Christ is something you ought to be excited about because you can't buy it. Amen. The reason we get excited about obtaining new stuff is because the only thing we have to give up most of the time to get something new is a little money. Some of us don't mind giving up money to get what we want, but when it comes to giving up our lives, when it comes to having to give up our will, when it comes to having to give up our way and our fleshly desires, amen, we find that hard to do. Do I have a witness today? But in order to obtain a new life in Christ, we have to give up some of the things that we like, but God doesn't like. If we're going to obtain a new life in Christ, if we're going to be made new, we can't stop at just being saved. And a whole lot of us did like Suge Avery in The Color Purple when she finally got married and that scene where she was standing out on the street, amen, and her daddy, the preacher, the pastor, was in the church house and she said, I'm married now. And some of us get saved, and that's the only thing we have to celebrate is the fact that we're saved. But I've come by to tell you that it's all right to be saved and satisfied, but God wants us to be saved and sanctified. Too many Christians think that being saved is enough. Well, my brothers and sisters, God is not just looking for saved people. He's looking for somebody who's willing to give him a sanctified life. I'm trying to give us something to work towards in this new year. Thank God you're saved. Amen. But in 2019, each and every one of us ought to be striving so that we can not only say that we're saved, but that we'll also be able to say, I'm also sanctified. Being saved means that you're free from the penalty of sin. Somebody will say, thank God for that. Being saved means that you have been, amen, saved from the penalty of sin. Somebody ought to say, thank God for that. But also being saved means that we are free from the dominion of sin. Which means that what Jesus did on the cross when he died and shed his precious blood, when he died on the cross for you and for me, he did that to save us. But the songwriter said, amen, dying, he saved me. Buried, he justified me. But when he rose again, amen, he gave us the power. Remember when he stood up from the grave and said, all power is in my hands. And let me tell you, if he's living in you, then sin no longer has power over you. Oh, thank God, but he died to give us power over sin. Amen, amen, amen. Thank God for that. Thank God for that. Thank God for that. Amen. That being saved means that you are no longer subject to the power of sin. But being sanctified means that you've been set apart. I said being sanctified means that there ought to be something different about you. Being sanctified means that you have been set apart from the worldly and fleshly pleasures to be used for the purpose of God. Just for the record, I need to tell you that being sanctified doesn't have anything to do with how much you speak in unknown tongues. It doesn't have anything to do with how holy your dance is. It doesn't have anything to do with what name of the church it is that you go to. It doesn't have anything to do with how high you jump when you shout, but it has to do with how straight you walk once your feet hit the ground. I've come by to encourage us today to not only walk in the joy of salvation, but learn to find joy in being sanctified and set apart so that we can stand before a holy God and say, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Is there anybody here who understands that the only way God can use you is you've got to say, Lord, here I am. I'm set apart for your service. Being sanctified is not a religion. Tell your neighbor, it's a lifestyle. Amen. God is looking for a Christian whose sanctification is not based upon how they work, but it's based upon how they live. It doesn't matter how much work you do in the church. Amen. What matters is what happens when you leave the church. Come on, y'all looking at me in that strange tone of voice, but I think I got some folk who will agree with me that anybody can act saved from 11 to 12:30 on a Sunday morning. But God is looking for some 24/7 Christians. Don't get quiet on me now. God is looking for some church folk who will say 99 and a half won't do. How many of us would have been satisfied if the Lord had only given 99 and a half for us? If he would have done just almost enough, almost we would have been saved. Almost we would have victory. But thank God he didn't stop at 90. He didn't stop at 95. He didn't stop at 99 and a half. He did it all for you and for me, and we ought to let our prayer be, Father, sanctify my heart and sanctify my mind and sanctify my emotions so that I can serve you. If you're going to experience a new life in Christ, if you're going to be made new, you have to change your lifestyle. God is calling for us to seek a better way of living. We've got to change our way of living from what we like to, here it is, to being Christ-like. That's what we say, right? Being a Christian.